Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Some weird stuff tonight, and that's okay. But welcome to the show, everybody. It is Thursday, August 26th, and I am here with Elisa Kaler, our intuitive healer, and she's going to be doing some mini readings, but she's also got some words of wisdom to share before we actually start our show. Welcome, Elisa.
Hello. So I wanted to kind of give a little bit of what I have been feeling going on in the energy shift. We just went through a full moon, and that was an ending, almost like a death time of the past and an opening for this new renewed energy to come flowing in. And there's a lot more light that I've been noticing around in the energy, and a feeling of almost like a peace and a calm that I haven't felt in a very long time. And also the veil's been getting a lot thinner because I'm receiving a lot more messages now. So there's been this elevated shift, and I'm not so sure if the callers can feel that personally, but I've been noticing even for myself, there's this peace that's around all of us slowly coming in, and I really feel we are headed for goodness and healing and hope and just some sort of truth ahead, like really soon. I feel that is in transition. So that's what I'm feeling right now, and, you know, just wanted to bring that attention to people to pay attention for the invisible to become visible. Because we're starting to see things that have been right in front of us, but we've never really paid attention to the truth, and the truth is going to start trickling out. So that's what I'm seeing right now. And people are searching to, or reflecting, I should say, on where they want to be in their life and where they're headed, you know, and maybe they should have a transformation in themselves to do something different. Maybe not stay in their workplace and do something different, or start to shift and search for new tribes and people who are more on their playing field. It's just there's a lot that's going on, but there's more of coming together that I'm seeing with people. So it's actually a very exciting time, even though, you know, it doesn't seem like that to some people, but I just see it from such a different perspective, that's all. So if you want to put a color on the line.
I will. The first person that called is Michelle. And I forgot to ask Michelle where she's from. Where are you from, Michelle?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm from Alberta, Canada.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, dear, I think we dropped Elisa. Her call just dropped.
Oh, no.
Hold on. She'll have to call back in just a second. Oh, that was so weird. That happens sometimes. We've been having a little bit of technical issues on our end.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there she is. She's back.
So another thing that's been happening is the the internet's been interrupted quite a bit, so bear with me. I think a lot of our phones are acting a little crazy, but mine has not been receiving calls or getting messages, and then it drops calls. So if I have to keep calling in, we'll just make do with our circumstances. But welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you.
And
so do
I'm going
to
connect
or...
your answer with...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I'm a first-time caller. Do you just connect and get what you get, or do we ask questions?
You can ask a question, but I'm still connecting to you. So I'll tell you whatever. I'll tell you what comes to me. I'm just sitting with your energy and connecting. Where are you calling in from?
Canada.
Alberta, Canada.
Oh, you're in Canada. Wow. It's wonderful that you're calling in. We can all find out what's going on in Alberta, Canada. Okay. Let me connect to you, girl. I feel, I don't know, the word programming is coming up around me. And I'm seeing around you there's like, I don't know if you're trying to do some sort of work or connection with people where you can kind of help direct them on their journey, because I see that you like to help people to stay more in a positive space, and you're bringing to them a different way of looking at life than the old way that they had looked at life. Do you understand that?
Yeah, a little bit.
I just see when you speak to people, you kind of like divert their attention to look at things from different viewpoints instead of just a one-way viewpoint.
Okay.
And not
yes.
to place judgment upon it. And that's what I'm seeing, that you're kind of actually giving people a thought process to maybe look at reality in a different perspective, like from a different perspective than what people are actually seeing. And I feel like you're opening those doors for them to kind of think about things.
That's cool.
Without
yeah.
being offensive to people. That's what I'm seeing around you. Because you have a softening about you to kind of like subdue people, to tone down and just look at things in a more calmer state of being. And you're actually really good at doing that for people.
Oh, neat.
So I see you being more of a calm in the storm, okay?
Okay.
And that's what's coming to me.
Okay.
Okay? And you have your own viewpoints, and some of them you're kind of stuck in, but you're also softening by hearing what others have to say to you as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yep, of course.
Because I just see you're kind of like, you're learning how to, in a mainstream line, that's how Spirit's showing it to me. It's almost like your way of thinking used to be, well, this is the way, this is how it is. And now you're kind of being more flexible with what others are saying and what you're telling them as well. There's like this flexibility going on. And I really feel like the impact that you're making on people's lives and how they're making it on your life is actually helping you to evolve in yourself, where I see a lot of growth taking place just like over the past, I'm hearing 4 months that you've really grown a lot or kind of
yes,
like settled and calm to where you're growing a lot. That's kind of the energy that's coming towards me. And the thing that I see you having a little bit of difficulty with is the surrender, and the surrender to kind of just let go and let God, so to speak, like just to trust the process. There,
yeah.
I see that in the past you were very much, I don't want to say you were controlling everything, but you kind of were in control of your life and in control of your, you know, outcomes and whatever you implemented. you created the expectation to come out and be exactly how you want it to be, and now you've realized that I really have no control, and you're learning to be comfortable in the surrender. It's still a little difficult for you because I see you being more of someone who's in control, but you're actually learning to be very, like, flexible of, you know, calming. It's like a surrender to be calm and not worry so much. And not be
okay.
So hard on yourself that everything has to be the way you want it. You get that?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm going to tell you we have more callers lining up.
Okay, well, real quick, before Michelle goes, just remember, whatever you're learning now, you're learning this for a bigger reason that's coming ahead. Because I actually see you, it's almost like there's still a backpack being taken off of you of a responsibility that you had to hold in the past. And now you can just kind of go with the flow and be more fluid. And it's going to give you a sense of peace and calm. And you can teach that to people.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Right, that makes a lot of sense.
Thank you for calling, Michelle.
You're welcome. Have a good
thank
night.
Thank you.
I'm bringing in Amala. Where are you calling from, Amala?
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut. How are you?
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Oh. Amala, you have a lot of energy, girl. You're a go, 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 go. And for you to stay home and be stuck somewhere is not you. I just see you. There always has to be a purpose for you to execute in your everyday. That's what I see around you. You know, give me a purpose and I'll make it happen. That's the spark in you. And you're definitely a go-getter and somebody who doesn't stop until, even when you're tired, you keep going. I feel like you're the Energizer Bunny kind of energy, and you mm-hmm. just go, 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 and make things happen.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
And, you know, it's funny because I want to laugh because the humor that I see around your energy is like, whatever somebody asks you to do, you make it happen, but you make it happen a million times faster and better than anyone could have ever imagined. Because you're like the Energizer Bunny. I don't know. You just go, 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 and you make things happen. And you don't even know how to explain it to people how it all happened and you got so much done in a day.
I feel like I'm like you because I really work with spirit, and spirit just tells me which way to go, and it just, it works.
Oh, it does work. Yeah. You manifest things to, like, be magnificent every day.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you have that much energy. I'm laughing because you have so much fun doing it. That's what I see. And it's exciting. So, I mean,
can I ask you, like, I'm just really curious about my book, the second book that I just came out in June, and I just really have, I'm so much excitement around that. I'm making things happen, and I want to hire somebody who believes in me and wants to promote me. Do you feel like by December, like, I'll be really cranking out books as far as selling them?
Because
I really worked hard on it.
I actually see this book as a great teacher and
wow.
a great tool
yeah.
for people.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yes, I see that. You actually wrote your book kind of on the same basis as I wrote mine, which is all spirit-based. And I see that your wisdom and your messages that you placed in that book is going to touch people on such a deep level of teaching
yes.
that it's going to be a definite yes for you to get it in front of people, because people will really take with it so much more than you even realize.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I walk my talk.
Yes.
I'm a teacher because of the things that I've been through, my experiences, and then that's how I write my books. So it makes complete sense. Yeah.
Yes, I see it totally doing well. And, you know, for people to believe in you, listen, okay,
Yes.
It's not about people believing in you, because when people align with the energy that you offer to help them, it is going to be a bestseller because of how you touch their soul.
Yes. Yes.
It's about you. I see you actually teaching in a classroom setting and bringing your book to them. And
yes.
I see it just rippling because of people talking to people. So just stay focused on the love in your heart, the gift of your soul, because you are an amazing, amazing spirit helping manifest so much that most people wish they could do in a lifetime. Okay?
Thank you. That's so. Thank you for the message. I needed that. Spirit works wonderfully through you. thank you for that heartwarming message. Thank you.
Stay focused. Stay focused on the love in your heart.
I will. I will.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
God bless.
You too.
Bye.
And Suzanne is our next caller. Where are you calling from, Suzanne?
I'm calling from Long Island, and I was wondering if I could ask about work or love or anything like that. I quit a bus company because it was far and I didn't really work. What?
The workplace was not something that was something that you were comfortable being in right now. And I feel like you are making a lot of changes in your life. And going back to like another company that you had before is not going to be the answer, because that's
you're right. But
so
the problem is
fulfilling.
That the only job I have now is subbing as a teacher aide, teacher assistant and all that. But that, you know, I have no money coming in because the subbing people aren't going to call in sick until, you know, mid-September, whatever, so I need money coming in. I applied for, like, 4 aid jobs, interviewed in the past 2 weeks, but I didn't get any of that. Then I'm supposed to go to a bus company tomorrow morning that's, like, 25 minutes away and apply there because I'm getting scared I don't have work. I don't know. What do you see coming in for me?
I see that you're doing things from being – feeling like you have to instead of what you really but focus on what it is you really want to do.
Well, I'd like to be in the school and get a teacher aid job one day, but subbing, you don't get any disability, you know, you don't get sick days or anything, you're just called on a day-to-day basis. But I have applied for jobs, aid jobs, and I haven't gotten any, so it's either sub or take another bus job. That's all I have right now.
Okay, well, reflect on what it is that you teach, because I feel like you could teach.
No, I'm not a teacher. I'm a teacher aide.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. There are we can be the teacher and a student, regardless of whether you have, and if you're educated to be a teacher or not, you can still teach.
Well, I was at one point, but I didn't finish. But I just wanted to see what you saw me doing or...
I just see you enjoying teaching people, and I see that you like to be in front of people and helping people. And so when you step into what fills your soul happiness and joy, that's where you're going to receive the abundance. But right now I see you settling just because you're desperate, out of the desperation, and not because of the passion of your soul. So there are so many ways you could be a teacher. There are so many things you can teach.
No, I know. I'm not really wanting to be a teacher. I just want to help, like, be a teacher aide or monitor or something. These people never stopped calling me.
You know.
Can I call you right back? I'm on the toilet. Okay. Oh, my God. That's all I have to say for people to stop calling me.
I see for you that you are to reflect on what it is you truly want to do. Because
I really want to sub and be in the classroom as a monitor, lunch monitor, teacher aide, and be in the classroom. But if I don't get called till mid-September and then get paid 2 weeks later, I'm not going to have any money coming in for bills. So I don't know whether to go down tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning and apply for another bus job or just wait until the subbing gets busy, and then maybe I'll get a teacher aide if I'm subbing for a couple of different school districts, like 2 or 3. I think I'll be subbing one's not until September 22nd, though, One I might start in a couple of weeks when school starts, and I'm maybe interviewing for another one. I don't know if they're going to interview me or not, a big school district. So I'm not. That's what I'm saying. There's where my dilemma is.
Right now, I just see a job or whatever comes your way is going to help you to bridge the gap, but I still see you reflecting on what it is you truly want to do. And you say you want to be a in-school monitor. You know, we're in such uncertain times, we don't even know if the schools are going to remain open or not.
Oh,
so right,
it hasn't been open. I've been working since last June. I've been a bus monitor. I've been a teacher aide. I've been a lunch. I've been working since last June. I was only off for 2 months, March till end of June.
It's not easy for me to see where you want to be on the journey other than for me to tell you what I see in your energy. And what I see in your energy is you going in and teaching. I don't know. I see you teaching. I don't know if it's you helping, but I see you teaching in some way. So I don't know. That's what I'm seeing over your energy. But it's your choice. However you choose your path, it's your choice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a choice sometimes if I don't get hired as a teacher aide. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's not really my choice. I have to work.
I just see you focusing on one area and not really opening to, like, all different possibilities. And so you're limiting yourself. That's what I see with you. But, you know, you have to choose your path. Nobody really can tell you or direct you.
Well, I mean, I guess,
go.
I can wait to sub. I'm just hoping it starts soon.
But everything right now for you, I feel, is kind of like the buoy floating. It's just kind of stagnant right now. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, yeah, school hasn't even opened yet. Yeah.
So I just see you kind of just in a holding place. But you do, I do see you want, I don't know, I see teaching around you. So maybe reflect on that. That keeps coming up to me. But, you know, it's your path.
No, maybe I'll just say I'll sub and hope for the best.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good night.
Thank you, Suzanne, for calling.
Okay, thank
you, Suzanne.
Our next caller, I know who it was, number 4, but I don't know your name. So who's on the line with me now?
This is Sandra.
Hi,
hello?
Sandra.
Hi,
Sandra,
thank
you
for taking the call. Georgia.
Welcome to the show.
So, Sandra, the first thing that came to me is you're a really amazing writer from the heart.
Yeah, I can be when I focus.
Well, I just see you having a gift with writing and touching people on a very deep wisdom level.
Nice.
And I also see you as a very soft place to fall for people who are in struggle. You have an energy that warms hearts and that soothes
nice.
People's souls. Do you understand that?
I do. Thank you.
There's a lot of love around you, and there's a lot of good coming to you. I think you've been through some struggles recently.
Yes.
And I just see a lot of good ahead for you, but you've gone through some sadness. You understand?
Yes. Very much so.
You know, you're the light in people's lives, and sometimes you need somebody to be a light in yours.
Yes.
And I feel that you're going through, like, this processing of, I'm always here for people, but when I'm going through my hardship, I really feel like there's someone I need to have to fall onto as well, and you don't ever want to look like you need anything.
Yes.
You know? You're kind of like the super warrior, but you are human, and it's about reaching out and asking for some comfort, because I feel that you really could use some comforting right now and a big hug.
Yeah. Very true.
And for all that you give to people and for all that you heart and your soul as the light, because I see so much light around you. You have a lot of angelic beauty inside of your soul, and I know you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes people think you're the strong one and the full
yes.
one, and they always think you're okay, and they don't think that, you know, because you're always there for them, that you're always able to take care of anything and overcome. But sometimes you are, in your human, just like anybody else, you just need a big hug and some love coming your way.
Yes.
And if I was there, I'd give you a big hug, but I can still see that through the phone.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you are, your light is so bright. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's blinding how beautiful your light is. And you have that, it's like the ray of sunshine. And you give people so much hope and so much direction.
Wow.
I'm being told that spirit is going to soften the journey for you because you've been through a lot.
Wow, great. That's good.
And the answer is love, and love heals everything. You understand that?
Yes.
And there are days where you feel like, what is going on with this, with everything that's going on? But somehow in those shadows, you find that divine, you are so connected to divine love that you need to step out of yourself and teach this to others, because there needs to be more people awakening
wow.
to how you do this, because so many people are so lost and so broken right now, and you are that light. You are, if I could show everybody what a light force is in this world, it is absolutely your energy field and your soul.
Wow.
You are so connected
wow.
to the divine love, and you do it from the depth of your heart. You don't just speak it.
Mm-hmm.
You actually you've become it. Do you understand?
I do. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
Pretty deep, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, you draw people to you wherever you go. People just come and talk to you. And honestly,
yes,
that's actually God's way of comforting you, because I'm being told that he sends his earth angels in when you're needing the help, because you never ask for help. So they just show up, and
wow.
you get those messages just like that, and you're like, wow, thank
yeah.
you for that today, because how did that lady know this? How did that guy know this? I was just standing in line paying a bill, and then you show up out of nowhere, and you give me a message.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
So that is the divine's way of showing you that you are always supported, and that you're never alone, and that even though you've gone through a lot of hardship and pains and hurts and losses, that the angels have their arms wrapped so tightly around you, and you are supported 100,000%. You understand?
I do. Wow.
So that's a message
thank you.
For
thank you. Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I did. I had a question about career opportunities coming through. And it's so interesting that you said what you just said. So I guess I just don't need to worry and just let things happen.
No, I heard yes. I heard yes, yes, yes. You know, you're such an asset in this world that wherever the divine sends you, just be open to receive it, because he's going to place you in the right location
wow.
and with the
beautiful.
Right people. Okay.
Wonderful. Great. That's beautiful. Thank you.
I see so much love around you, and they're
wow.
receiving a shining star. Like, your light is so bright. I wish you could see what I see right now, because it's blinding.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I don't come across
that
too many
so
people who can blind the whatever, blinded by the light.
Wow.
Maybe the
wow.
divine light.
Wow, that's
but
beautiful.
No, your light is a beautiful energy. Just you touch so many people, and you know what? You don't even realize how. You know you touch people, but you don't realize to what capacity you really touch people. You've changed so many people's outcomes and life journey choices because of your words of wisdom.
Wow. That in itself is a gift. Thank you. Thank you. I received that.
Thank you for calling,
beautiful.
Sandra.
That is so beautiful. No, thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Ma'am. Yes,
all right, I'm gonna move on to the next person in line, and don't know who it is. Hello there.
Oh, hi. This is Donna. I'm in California.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Donna. Good. How are you?
Hi. Good. Just
hello,
watching
Donna.
A Netflix series. I get so addicted to one. I found out it has 200 episodes. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh, and I'm addicted. Oh, no.
It'll keep you busy.
Yeah, totally, yeah, and I'm dieting at the same time, so it's good. I wanted to know just what you're picking up for me, like a general, you know, or if you see any romance coming in or more money or anything like that. Or.
Well, I am getting the message you have got to get outside and play more.
Oh, I know. That's true, but I'm focusing now on dieting and stuff, you know, and it takes a lot not to eat. Yeah.
Well, fresh air and sunshine is very healthy for you.
Yeah, I sit outside, though, in the sun every day for like an hour, and I look after a blind man, and we go to lunch every day. Not every day. We go to lunch like 3 times a week. And so, you know, I have some companionship, you know. And I get to
I just see you needing to get out more. I see you needing to get out more, though. I just see you needing to do more things for yourself and not be always
okay.
a caregiver. Okay? There's,
yeah.
There's some kind of like, it's like stagnation and hesitance and feeling kind of like in the cycle that you've been stuck in for a while. And it's not
mm-hmm.
really healthy for you. It's you know, for change to happen, it's about making small changes every day. Even if like you choose to walk a little bit or
mm-hmm.
you know, go to the beach or go to some
mm-hmm.
you know, some place that's healing. I just see you needing to get out. I see you around I don't know, like playing. I see you need to like bring that alive again inside of you.
Mhm. Well, I'm trying
and
every day. I'm trying to better myself. Yeah.
See, laughter is really good for you. Being around people who help you to laugh and make you feel cheerful.
Uh huh.
So I would say to make small changes to get out and do something kind for yourself. Put yourself first. You put other people first too much, and you sacrifice yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a lot for myself now. I'm able to save money, so I'm planning a trip to Ixtapa, Mexico with a girlfriend in about 6 months. And, you know, I went and had a pedicure and a manicure, and, yeah, I just dyed my hair. And so, yeah, I'm doing things for myself, yeah. And I'm doing this diet thing now, too. Yeah, it's hard, though, with this COVID thing. You know, I don't want to be around too many people, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
You don't have to be. You can go someplace more quiet. You could go to a park and just walk, be alone by yourself and walk around like a track or something. And, you know,
uh-huh.
you don't have to congregate with anybody. But I just see you needing to get out and get fresh air.
Yeah, I walk the beach, which is good. I do walk the beach for like an hour. Yeah, yeah. So I get out and about and all. I just want money to come in quicker so that I can put more money into this travel that I'm going to be doing, Treat and Ixtapa, and we're just going to hang out for like a month.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So that will be nice. We'll have the ocean there too. if things go well
That'll
with COVID
help.
By then. Yeah. Be good. Be with one
and
of my best friends.
That'll be good. And with your health, I see just adding good things into your everyday. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it takes time for the process to transform. It's, when you do something
yeah.
abruptly, it's going to be too much. So just do it gently and just get outside.
Okay.
I just see you needing to be outside more.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, definitely. I've been in the house all day today watching my movies. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
At least I'm
it's
not
okay.
eating. You know, I'm just, yeah, once in a while, it's okay.
Maybe add
yeah.
an extra walk on the beach, you know? Just add something
okay.
every
yeah.
day.
Okay. Yeah,
right,
I'll have
Heather,
to do that.
Well, have a good night. All
Thank
right.
you. You too. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank
okay.
you so
You're
much
welcome.
For calling,
Bye.
Donna.
Thank you.
Who's on the line with us now? Hello? Well, I'll come back to you. We have another caller who's on the line. Hello there. I guess people can't hear me. Let's try this again. Hello, are you there?
Greetings, this is David.
Hi, David. Where are you calling
Hello.
From?
I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello, David.
Greetings. So, yeah, I just called in. Haven't heard the show before. And don't really have any problems, but do kind of feel just disconnected and also don't feel motivated to, like, find a way to reconnect.
Okay, well, the first thing that came to me is you're super deep.
Yes.
And when you communicate from the depth of your soul. You're not a surface kind of person. You're very deep and passionate, and you have this, it's like this light that's inside of you that... I see you needing to be aligned with people who are very deep and can receive you, because you have a very powerful energy, and sometimes you're too much for people because they're not in that heightened platform. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah. I've been aware of that for many years, yes. I've had to walk away from many people and many experiences because I was you know, blowing them out of the water, so to speak.
Oh, blowing them out of the water. Like, your energy is super powerful. And it's not a
yeah.
bad thing. It's a beautiful. But people don't receive you that way. They feel they want to immediately think that you're, like, in your ego or something, and you're totally from
yeah.
the depth of your soul. It's like you're opposite of what people see. It's so interesting. But, okay, that's
yeah.
on that.
And
I trigger
people, and they perceive their reaction to me as me being a negative person or a negative soul, and there's not really a lot I can do to argue against that.
Well, what they see is a mirror of themselves when you show up, and
right.
not because you're the mirror, it's because they're seeing the reflection of their lacks instead of their, it's almost like you reflect to them what they need to heal in themselves.
Right,
and
but as you know, most people don't want to heal.
And they're like, I have nothing to do with it. And most people don't want to heal because people don't want to know their own truth, and that's what's going on in the world. That's why you're disconnected.
Right,
because
I know.
If you were
Thank
to go
you.
To people, if you were to go to people right now, they would not receive you.
No, it's true.
You're too much for them because you speak the truth. You are the truth. But you're not doing it from judgment. You're just speaking the truth, and people don't want to hear the truth. It's okay.
Correct.
So
Correct.
That's because you're not with the right people, even though that's all the people that surround you pretty much. So if you want to have an exchange of balance, you're going to have to be with heightened people. You cannot be with people But the ones who need healing show up in your path all the time because you're the facilitator and you're almost like igniting that light, that fire, for them to heal themselves. It's kind of funny. Maybe you should have a group, like a class where you can teach people what it is to live in the ego and reaction, because you actually sparked that. It's kind of funny. Okay. But yes, you're very deep. And, you know, I see with you, it's more about reflection and writing or processing through journaling that will actually help you to receive the answers for you in yourself. But I also, you know, you're just a very deep person. Like, your soul is super wisdomed and kind of like not on this plane. I think you understand that. You think very outside of the box, and most people can't handle that power. Because you actually do see things light years ahead.
Well, I frequently say I'm embarrassed to be a human, and that's also turns out very triggering to other people.
Because they don't get it. Because you're a spirit having a human experience. They don't get it. You're speaking on a different – okay, you're speaking from the spiritual level to people who are stuck in the ego. They don't get you. Just don't.
Right, I understand
that.
They're
not on that level.
I understand that, but I'm also at a place where I have the financial resources where I'm kind of just holed up in my private estate, and I don't have any interaction with the world at all. You're the first person I've talked to in a week.
That's okay.
You're my kind of guy, David.
You're our kind of guy. You're. It's all good. We can handle you.
I understand that. I mean, that's obviously it's not a coincidence that I got to call in and those other people didn't answer their call when you took their calls.
That's right.
But so I'm aware of my situation. I'm just kind of like, it feels like I'm wasting time at this point, and I don't really understand why I have a body or I have to, you know, eat my organic vegetables every day. Because I to tell you the truth, I do feel bigger than this, and it bores the shit out of me. And I know that sounds ungrateful.
Well,
I know it.
No, it's not.
But that's
not
where I'm at.
It's just that it's more about you connecting to your higher wisdom and being with people who are on that playing field. Very heightened spiritual people. I just see, even when you were younger, like, to stay into this box of rules is not you. You need to, like, do your thing the way you do it, how you do it, the way you want to do it, and not be told what to do.
Right.
And when you feel like you're bigger than the human, well, because you've expanded in your spiritual self on that level, which is bigger than the human. The human's almost like the suit that kind of restrains us and holds us here. And your biggest fight, from what I see, like spiritually, psychically, is that there's this internal battle of, well, how can I be in this smaller human when I have so much to do in this world and I feel like I'm restrained? That's kind of what I see. It's like a conflict, an inner conflict. So it's about utilizing your spiritual self to where you can still be in your human but be with people who get you and can be there with you, where you can use your thought process but also your spiritual gifts to expand and grow, because people keep you held kind of down a little bit, where you want to grow and just be able to have some sort of challenge on the other realms. Like, it's like you need that challenge. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, my experience hasn't quite been that. I mean, I've been all over. I worked in theater and I worked in Broadway. I worked in Hollywood. I lived in Miami. I've lived all over. And I've never connected with anybody. I mean, I've had great sex, and I've had lovers, and I've had passion and past life, you know, train wrecks, you know, surfacing in my life. But, you know, I'm I'm now in my 50s, and, you know, I literally don't have any contact with friends or family. I have a lawyer who takes care of all my money for me. And I just kind of sit alone meditating, staring at my crystals and staring at my organic garden and going, what's the point of all this?
So in your heart right now, you feel in the loneliness.
Well, I mean, loneliness, but not from humanity, from source. I feel cut off.
Are you doing, like, your spiritual work every day where you are able? Because, you know, what's coming to me is you, writing for you is a really strong connector point for your soul to the divine. Writing, like sitting, journaling, being on a journey where you can really sit and reflect and take it all in, even through photography. Like, I just see you capturing the moments that most people miss because you're so in tune with what's all here spiritually for us. And maybe instead of looking for people right now to be able to understand and be there with you, is more about you creating your journey to be an elevated path of discovery where you can go out there and bring your gifts to the world by what you discover in front of you through writing and photography or doing things. Because I just see that you need to connect more on a heightened level. And I almost feel like you need to write a book. Because your story through life is so unique and so fulfilling, but it's also the search for the soul of the self, and you're still looking for that. You're still looking for that alignment. And if you haven't noticed, as we all kind of do, is we all walk alone. I mean, all of us. And people do show up along the way, but not many people can be there with you on the journey, because sometimes we're supposed to discover things in our alone time. And I really feel that that's what you're supposed to be doing right now, is discovering. It's almost like there's mysteries out there for you to seek and find and piece together to give you the answers that you're searching for. And I noticed even for myself, I discover so much in the alone time. And then when the others show up, I find myself sometimes wanting to just be by myself and be alone, more so now than I ever did. And it's not because I don't want to be with the energies of others. It's just that there's so much shifting going on right now that so many people are on all these different platforms and not too many. And they're doing self-work. That we're not supposed to really all be together right now, interfering with the self-work. And that includes us, people who are spiritually connected to be on that higher plane to the divine power and the direction. And that's who we turn to and guide the way when we're walking in the alone time. We connect even deeper with the divine power. And that's what I see for you. I see for you needing to do that right now. Because there's a lot of people, like you said, that you've come in contact with through your lifetime, and you really haven't aligned with them on that level. And there's a reason for it. It's not that you're better than someone. It's just that you just are heightened in a knowing and a capacity that most people can't understand because they're not there. They haven't reached that plateau yet. A lot of people are still doing the self work. So
right.
I hope that helps you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I see for the loneliness ahead, I actually see you creating a group where people do show up and they will be there with you. But it's when you surrender a little bit to what you've gone through in the past, because I think the past kind of left a little bit of a bad taste in the mouth. You understand? Like a little bit of resentment, a little bit of anger.
Well, I actually never used the word loneliness. I said disconnected. I'm not sure that lonely and disconnected are the same thing.
Yeah. But right now we're all pretty much in a disconnect. So we do the self work and we grow. And it's about surrendering and understanding that you're really never truly alone, but in the alone is where we grow, and it's the time is now to really see that, because when you go out and discover what we kind of took for granted or were invisible before and they become visible, you start to say, wow, I never realized all this was right around me, in front of me, all the time that I've been in this existence. And it's actually so fulfilling. But I just see you writing and doing photography and just paying attention to the simple things in life. It's not about money. It's about the adventure, it's about the discovery, and it's about the memories that we make. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time
and
your energy.
Thank you for calling, David.
All right.
We have one caller waiting, and we'll see if they are on the line. Hello there.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you. I've experienced just the toughest years, starting about 6 years ago, and I've weathered it all and just find that the past couple of years have gotten more and more difficult, to the point where I'm saying really kind of silly things like, am I being punished? What did I do? I mean, would never say things like that in my life, and I've just been brought to that. And struggles with my son, and very worried about him, so it's been a really tough place. Loss after loss.
And I see that your light is very, very weak right now. Shows me that you're losing your sense of the self and your happiness. Like, I just see that sometimes you feel like, I just have no energy to carry on forward.
Exactly.
And I really see that you're choosing to go towards it's almost like the death of you, but not so much in the physical, more in the spiritual sense, the death of you. And the hopelessness and the feeling like, what is there? Why? And it's about you really turning inward and starting to know who you are and to love yourself, because a lot of these outside energies, that's where your power went to, is everybody else and not yourself. And I just see you self-sacrificing your happiness for everybody else. And so what I would tell you is, it's time for you to go on the self-love journey and start healing and start knowing who you are without giving your power to everybody else to treat you how you've been treated. You understand that?
I do, but, you know, I mean, I don't know what to say to that. I'm really, you know.
There's, you know, when you're not happy in yourself and the energies around you are despair and sadness, it just keeps you stuck in this separation from yourself. And I just see that your energy needs to connect back together so you feel like you have wholeness again. You have some sort of hope again, and light, your light will get strong again. Like, it's about turning around. You're going the wrong way on the journey, because you're walking towards hopeless instead of towards hope. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And it's just been, you know, one thing after another that's cut me at the knees. And I get up and continue, and something else happens, and get up and something else happens, and there's I feel like support's been taken away. There's no support. I get down on myself because at this point I don't have friends. I say that I do all this to myself, and it's just been just misfortune after misfortune. I mean, literal things like my car engine being blown and my mechanic not taking responsibility for it when it was his responsibility, and with financial difficulties that just blew me away. I mean, on all levels, health, finances, just everything has been destroyed, devastated. And a year ago, I was like, okay, just get up and start again. And it hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped.
I really can help you with that, for you to see the law of attraction and how you can turn things around and switch it to positive and happiness and a joy for you again. I do see you needing to turn around. You need to turn around and go towards hope and loving yourself and knowing that all the things that have happened is showing you that you got so stuck in this pattern of the lack instead of the wholeness of what you really came here to be. And once you turn your energy to the positive, so much good's going to start happening for you, but you're so focused on the negative, and that's why it's becoming law of attraction to you.
You know, I have
it's
to say,
don't have.
I don't know. You know, when people start to go through a hard time, people say it's law of attraction. And you can, you know, bad things happen to people in their lives. People go through a two-year cycle of one thing after another that's a bad cycle, loss. And unfortunately, people say it's you. You're pulling this in, and with all due respect, I don't buy it. I know where I came from. I know how I fought. I know how I was happy and hopeful and positive, and it, you know, life just suddenly got hard, and it didn't stop. And I kept getting up, being positive and hopeful, and, you know, after so many years, a soul gets beaten down.
It does. I don't see you pulling it. I don't see you pulling it in. It's not that you're doing this intentionally to pull anything in. It's just that when things start happening and falling down, when we are engaged in the falling of what's around us and we let it take us with it, we lose ourselves. And that's what I see happening. It's not that you intentionally did this to yourself or brought it to yourself. It's about understanding and learning how to step out of all of that and turn around and go to more of a positive road to where all the good starts to come your way. It's not really anything we intentionally do or not do. It's just understanding and being aware where we're standing on the path to be able to step outside of that and pause and turn around and start going the other way on the journey. That's all.
Yeah.
And then good things start coming. Even when it's so hard for me to explain this, I'd have to teach you something about it, but it's a process. It's not just going to be you wave your hand and magic happens. It doesn't work like
that. Of course not. And I've been hanging in, you know, for years. I totally relate to the previous caller who is in a very unique, very difficult place. I can, you know, completely relate to him. And anyway,
I understand. I see where you have been walking, and the people who are showing up, and the lessons you have been shown to learn, and it's been very painful. And I do see that everything can turn around, but you've got to turn around. And I mean energetically.
I understand that.
The more you engage with the people who, whether it's your son or friends or whoever, when you engage with people who pull you into that level of negativity, then it's harder for you to turn around and get out of the negativity. So it's about disconnecting from the outside world right now and just really working on you.
Yeah, I've done that.
Focus on what you do have. That's a starting point.
Yeah, I've done that too. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're
for
welcome,
calling,
Pat.
We have one last caller I'm going to bring in, and then we're going to have to call it a night. Hello, who's on the line? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're my last caller. What is your name?
My name is Tia, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Thank you for calling.
And I'm thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering if you're picking up anything in the career field for me.
I feel you're so nervous about something, like you're having anxiety.
Yeah, I'm always having anxiety.
Okay. I'm like, oh, I feel anxious. I feel like you're sitting on pins and needles waiting to hear. Things are taking longer than expected.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I feel like there's going to be a delay around whatever you're looking to step into right now. If there's a delay around it.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a decision that's been made. I don't know if there – I see like there's back and forth discussions about what is going to happen with this place of employment. I don't see it being a done deal yet.
Okay.
There's a process that has to be done. Different channels that it has to go through before you're going to get a word on yes or no.
Okay.
But I feel that you're definitely being, I see that you're one of the people who they're really contemplating bringing on board. But I feel there's more than just you.
Okay.
And they haven't really made a decision yet, but I feel like everything went really good.
Okay. Are you picking up what field that's in? Because I've been applying it in different fields.
I don't know. I just feel like you're gonna have some sort of connection with somebody that's gonna go really good if you haven't had an interview yet.
Okay.
So
that's good.
I feel like you're gonna get a job. It's just gonna be delayed a little bit, and I think you're gonna have a choice between 3 different opportunities, but I think you're spending a lot more than just the 3, or wanting more than just the 3, or being placing something more than 3. So I don't know if the three, I don't know what that means about the three opportunities, but I just feel like, I don't know if there's some kind of reorganization in this workplace, but I feel like there, maybe you're going to have different choices to go other than where you originally applied for, or something's going to happen like that.
Okay. That's
I just
good,
see
no,
a reorganization with this place. Do you understand that?
You seen what? I'm sorry.
A reorganization with this place of employment.
No, I'm not aware of anything like that, but, you know, I might, they might be, and I'm not aware of it, you know?
Yeah, I just see a they're just going through, there's a lot of talking right now going on, so I don't know what that means, but be patient, it's going to be a little delay. It could be 2 weeks longer than you were originally told.
Okay. Well, thank you so much
okay.
for taking my call. Thank you so
thank
much.
You for
You're
calling.
Welcome. Have a good night.
You are awesome.
And yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, Elisa, that brings us to the end of the show tonight. Thank you again. You are awesome.
Thank you.
You are
bye.
Second and telling everybody what they needed to hear. Loved it. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.